Live, local, and listening to you. The Drive with Derek Gilbert on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
And tomorrow, we throw away the format map for Off-Road Friday. Off-Road Friday, you know, attitudes change on Friday afternoons after 5 o'clock, so we do something a little different, maybe a little more compelling, certainly different anyway. At 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, Tom Ferrario, he's the Assistant Director for Investigations for the Missouri chapter of MUFON. MUFON, if you're not familiar, stands for the Mutual UFO Network. He'll talk about investigations and what they've discovered about local sightings. And then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to talk with a paranormal investigator from right here in Columbia, D.H. Parsons. And they're going to talk about building a home that they've recently investigated in Boonville and some of the very surprising results that they obtained. So that's tomorrow, Off-Road Friday on The Drive here on the Eagle 93.9. And now we turn to a lady that we've interviewed before, and I'm really honored to meet you face-to-face because I really respect and admire the work that you've done. Tracy Della Vecchia is the driving force behind MarineParents.com. And Tracy, it's an honor to welcome you to the microphones here at the Eagle 93.9.
Thanks for having us this evening. Appreciate it, Derek.
I discovered your website before I knew that Amy Miller had you on a pretty regular basis, and I'm glad that she did. But I was looking around for an organization like yours, not knowing that you guys even existed, because it is my belief that those young men and women who volunteered to serve this nation deserve our support and more than it, our respect. And lo and behold, I found your website and then discovered that you guys are based right here in Columbia.
Exactly.
And so we're glad to be of whatever help we can be. So now you guys have an opportunity for people to help out and show their support for the troops coming up.
Absolutely. We're getting ready to ship 972 care packages overseas to our Marines in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we've got all of the stuff loaded up in the warehouse, ready to start boxing up. We'll need some help tomorrow, and the big day of actually packing the boxes is going to be on Saturday.
Okay, and now again, the time on Saturday that
Saturday will work from 8 to 5, and we're actually just down the street from you now at 2810 Limon Industrial Boulevard.
Oh, okay, so just basically along T-shot from here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So what goes into these care packages?
Let's see. This time we've got the standard beef jerky, dried fruit and some nuts. You know, moms like to have a clean pair of socks in there and a new toothbrush each time. And we've actually got some donations, a pretty hefty donation of some tobacco products that, you know, I'm not a proponent of smoking, certainly of any tobacco products. However, the Marines are really asking for that. And if it's helping them to stay alert and stay on task, then, you know, we'll certainly ship it over to them.
And this will, all of these boxes then will go through the, go to Marines serving on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, or do you focus
That's right. Well, currently we only have a handful of Marines in Afghanistan right now.
Right.
So most of these are actually going to end up in Iraq. The names that we get in our database to ship to come from the commanding officers in the field who say, hey, this guy's not getting anything from home. Could you guys take care of him? One of the really nice pieces is that we also put letters, handmade cards and letters from little kids from school districts around Missouri, actually, and also from certainly other states as well.
Now, Tracy, how did you find the motivation? What prompted you to start MarineParents.com?
January 2003, when my son was deployed to Iraq for the first time, and he said, I'm getting ready to leave to go overseas, and I knew it was going to be Iraq. And I had a dozen questions, and he certainly didn't have time to answer my dozen questions. My dozen turned into two dozen, and I started looking online. I found a website. Well, he told me to go to a website called marinewives.com. He's like, Mom, they'll tell you everything you need to know there. I went to the website, and it was a great website, but it was addressed to the wives of the Marines that were deploying.
Okay.
My questions were different. I didn't need to know about child care and health care and insurance issues while, you know, my husband was deployed. I needed to know, when was my son going to be able to call home, and how was I going to be able to communicate with him? Even something as simple as, did it really cost just 37 cents to put a stamp on an envelope to mail it all the way to Iraq? So I answered a few of those questions in a website online, and before I knew it, I was getting 40 email questions a week, and then 400 email questions a week, and then 400 email questions a day. Each time I answered a question, I'd add more to the website and add more to the website. Finally, I decided that that was enough. I'll let these people kind of take care of themselves and opened up a community message board for them to start answering the questions. We still have a huge focus on the information side of it because we want to make sure that folks have accurate information. And we can only do that through complete control of, you know, the kind of information we're putting out there. And then the messenger boards are kind of to for the parents to connect with one another and say, you know, am I the only one standing in line at Walmart crying because my son's deployed, you know? And indeed, you're not the only one out there crying because your son's deployed.
Yeah, I would imagine not. My daughter is, well, she's going on 17 now. And so she's within a year of being able to volunteer or serve if that should be her choice. And news that we see coming from Iraq and from Afghanistan on a daily basis is starting to hit a little closer to home for me, although certainly nowhere near the impact that it has on parents of young men and women who are serving over there.
Exactly. It's, you know, the thought of sending a child overseas is overwhelming. And then when your son or daughter comes home and says, hey, Mom, I just enlisted in the Marine Corps, you gasp and you say, okay, now what? Well, what you do is support them in their career choice. And for me, I said a whole lot of prayers.
Did you... threatened to throttle your son when he came home and said
actually no, he enlisted before 9/11 and he was kind of misbehaving by that point in time in his life in high school, and I was kind of glad to see him go. I thought the Marine Corps was going to straighten him up. He was in San Diego at boot camp for 2 weeks when 9/11 happened. And if I'd been able to catch a flight, I would have been in San Diego grabbing him by the ear saying, wait a minute, dude, you've made a mistake. So, he served 4 years and did 3 tours over there, and I stood behind him the entire time, and will continue to stand behind all the Marines that are there.
Amen to that. We're talking with Tracy Delavecchia on the Eagle 93.9. She's the director of MarineParents.com. How many people now are affiliated with MarineParents.com around the country?
We have 30,000 members. We've got we're actually sitting on 6 different servers to handle all of the traffic now. We get 12.
And this is since 2003?
Yeah. We get 12 million hits a week. It's pretty incredible. The phenomenal growth that this is that has happened, it's, you know, build it and they will come.
Yeah.
Who knew? and truly, this is something I really didn't mean to do this. I mean, I thought I was just going to answer a few questions. October 2003, when the troops were coming home, I thought, oh, this is it. This is, you know, we're finished. I did my duty. I'll go back to my real job. That hasn't happened yet. So, I'm still doing it.
Now, I know we talked just before Christmas. How many boxes did you guys send out to Marines at Christmas time this
Christmas
year?
Christmas time, we did 1,097, I believe. We were supposed to do 1,200, and then we pulled a few names out of the database for troops that were actually coming home. And this time, it's 972, I believe, is our number this weekend. So we keep the names rotating in and out as they rotate back and forth. Mm-hmm. So we try and make sure that the packages that we're sending don't get sent back to us at $8.10 a piece for shipping.
Right.
We don't want to waste that postage money, that's for sure.
How often do you guys send packages every year?
We send every 10 weeks. Last year we sent every 10 weeks, and then we did another run in December because we had so much being donated at Christmas time to send over there. So we did another Christmas package, which we normally don't do because the system's so overwhelmed with mail. But when we started getting the thank you cards back from the Marines, and they would talk about coming back from the field on Christmas morning, and there were boxes on their bunks waiting for them, it's... I know we'll have to do a Christmas one again this year. So, but we do it year round.
What was the most memorable or emotional response you got from one of the young men or women after Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you that one of the pieces that they frequently say to us is, "Thank you so much for this care package. It meant a lot. But I've got a buddy sitting next to me who's not getting anything. Could you take my name out and put his name in instead?" And and that's really touching. And then to get the cards back from them, from those particular young men, and they say, "Hey, tell Brianna thank you for the card that she sent to me." That's just wonderful. That's a very, very good feeling. We've really made a difference.
Now, my daughter, who is, as I said, going on 17, she was in studio with me back in December for a program that we did. We interviewed the young Lance Corporal John McClellan.
John McClellan. Mm-hmm.
And Nicole was her uncle, my ex-wife's oldest brother, is Lieutenant Colonel
Oh, excellent.
And, in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And she knows what kind of a man he is.
Yeah.
And she's very proud to be the niece of a Marine Corps officer.
Exactly.
And so while we're sitting here talking to Lance Corporal McClellan, she was on her cell phone text messaging her mother.
I remember that interview.
Yeah. Mom, guess what? And so it is really something that through her and, you know, from knowing my from knowing Greg, I'm just very, very proud to be a part of what you're doing here. And in fact, it looks like we've got some people who've got some questions for you. Would you mind taking some calls?
Sure.
Okay, we've got a set of headphones there for you, I think.
Okay.
And if you would like to toss a question about MarineParents.com to Tracy Delavecchia, our number's 874-9390. If you're calling outside mid-Missouri, listening on the internet stream at theeagle939.com, the toll-free number, 800-529-5572. Bonnie is in Columbia. Bonnie, welcome to the Eagle 93.9 with Tracy Delavecchia.
Yeah, how do you send spray stream?
Silly string. Great question. A few months ago, the media kind of had a pretty heavy-duty frenzy on sending silly string overseas to the Marines. We've done some checking and investigation on our end to make sure that it was a legitimate product to send overseas, and none of the Marines that we're talking to are actually asking for the silly string, so we're not sending it. And I know that goes against everything that you've seen and heard in the media, but after talking with the Marines overseas and being in contact with some fairly high-ranking officers out there, we've determined that we're not going to do that.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
The reason for the silly string was that they said that the Marines could spray it through a doorway and see if there's any trip wires.
Right.
And the reality is there's other methods that they can use that are more effective than the silly string.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Good question. Booney, I'm sorry, I got your name wrong there. Thank you, Booney, for your call. We appreciate that. We're talking with Tracy Delavecchia. She's the director of MarineParents.com. They've got a weekend, what are you calling this, a packathon?
It's the care package packing day, actually. We haven't given it a nifty name, so.
Okay. Packing day coming up tomorrow and Saturday. We'll talk about that again and take more of your calls if you like. 874-9390, 800-529-5572. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is The Drive on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
Thinking Out Loud, The Drive with Derek Gilbert on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com.
How solid is your foundation? Now, if your foundation's crumbly, doesn't matter how solid the house is. And Tim Murphy tomorrow morning will talk with John Browning of Pro Foundations. The Expert Minutes with Tim Murphy in the early morning tomorrow between 5:30 and 8 on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com. We're talking with Tracy Delavecchia of MarineParents.com. And Tracy, again, the location and the time for the packing days for this go-round.
This go-round is this Saturday from 8 to 5, and we're at 2810 Limon Industrial Boulevard, down the street from your office, and we're in front of the Dayton Freight office, and you'll see the Dayton Freight trucks. And on Saturday, we'll probably be the only parking lot that's got some cars in it.
So. Okay. And as you're coming up Limon Industrial off of New Haven Road, that's on the right-hand side, right?
That's correct.
Okay. 874-9390, 800-529-5572. We got a couple folks who've held on through the break. We go to John in Columbia. John, welcome to the Eagle 93.9.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for everything you do for these Marines. That's quite a project you've taken on. You're very successful, and you're the talk around the Marine Corps, too. I've got a question to ask. Recently, there was a Marine lieutenant who was originally from Columbia, and he'd asked a local politician, well, actually, it was a Boone County commissioner, to help him raise some funds for his money, for his men, so he could get some Kevlar gloves and that sort of thing. That politician said the Marine Corps wanted you to have that, they would have issued it to you, when I'm not helping at all. How do you deal with that attitude when you're trying to help these young Marines out?
Well, there's a couple of different kinds of care packages that go overseas. We do the mom care package. We do the clean socks and the toothbrush and some food to take along with them when they're out on missions and can't have a hot meal. The other kinds of care packages are the ones just like you're talking about. The eyewear that is bulletproof, shatterproof, the Kevlar vest, the Kevlar gloves, additional equipment to keep them safe, additional even equipment to upgrade the Humvees. There are organizations out there that do that, and when folks call us looking for that kind of an organization, we pass on those names. There's one called SuppliedToSurvive.com and another one, ArmorForTroops.org, and both of those are ones that we highly recommend folks go to because they're legitimate organizations that actually buy really nice product to send overseas to the Marines.
All right, thank you. I just thought it was intolerable that a local politician would tell a Marine officer in uniform serving in Iraq, if they wanted you to have it, they would have given it to you. That was just amazing to me.
If you can have that lieutenant give us a call, I'll put him in touch with some folks that'll help him out.
We got him everything he needed. Also, I think we'll probably have some Marines out there to help you, Sam.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. We go now to line two at Blackwater, where Barb is online. Barb, welcome to The Drive with Tracy Delavecchia.
Hi. I've been shipping packages since this started. I've shipped everything from microwaves to toothbrushes, dry milk, and so on. Are there any local people where I could get names and addresses to ship to? At one time, I was shipping to five different people. They've been from Illinois, California, Florida, and, you know, if they're my son is out of the military, and now contracts with a private company to do the same job he did in the military. So if I could get some names locally, I can put together a group to ship packages to them.
That would be fantastic. We're not an organization that gives out names. We follow the Department of Defense policy that states that Marine and or other military personnel names and addresses overseas should not be given out to the general public. And because we get our addresses and names from commanding officers in the field, we hang on to them really tightly, and we don't violate the Department of Defense policy. However, there are organizations out there that you can work with, and if you can't find those, you're certainly welcome to come over and help us out and add your items to the boxes that we're shipping overseas.
Okay, now the last one I adopted was at Soldiers Angels. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, Soldiers Angels is a legitimate organization.
Okay, so I'd be better off to stay with something like that than to adopt individual ones.
That's my philosophy, but I hold a very strict philosophy for operation security. I follow Department of Defense policy to a T, and I'm much more strict than a lot of other organizations are.
Okay, now this organization, they have to enroll that they want something shipped to them.
Correct.
Right.
And the Soldiers Angels has changed their format. They used to publish the names on websites, and they've changed that now where you have to register on the website first, and then you get a name from them.
Right, so, that's what I had to do.
Right, they've tightened up their policy significantly to try to adhere more to what Department of the DOD has stated.
Right. Okay. And what hours are you going to be working Friday?
On Friday, we'll be there we'll open it up for volunteers on Friday from 9:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. And 8 to 5 on Saturday.
8 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barb. Appreciate your call. Our guest is Tracy Delavecchia of MarineParents.com on the Eagle 93.9. Now, Tracy, what sort of items are you looking for as far as donations are concerned?
If folks want to donate, the pieces that are the most often requested by the Marines are protein items. For instance, beef jerky, tuna lunch kits, even canned tuna. They ask for protein. Protein bars are good too, but they really want a can of meat.
Real protein.
Real protein, that's right. And the beef jerky is great because even once the package is opened, it doesn't necessarily have to be eaten.
Right.
The tuna lunch kits are phenomenal. You can slap them in your pocket and take them with you anywhere. The foil pouch tuna instead of a tuna in a can is a really nice product to send over as well.
A little easier to, a little more flexible. So I imagine it ships a little better than a can.
Exactly. Well, and the cans are fine. If they get dented, though, then especially in the summertime, you worry about botulism and that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Well, and I will vouch for the fact that you can find big bulk quantity packages of the tuna lunch kits and the beef jerky at. Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, yeah. And we are very good patrons of Sam's Club. They love to see me coming. So I get about four of those big carts and load it as high as we can get them with tuna lunch kits. So, and beef ravioli is another thing we buy at Sam's Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I imagine that would be, that's something you could just eat right from the can out in the field.
Well, and it's not necessarily that it's high protein, but it's from home. I mean, there's Chef Boyardee beef ravioli is, remember when I was in third grade?
That's right.
Straight up from America. America. So,
let's see what else here. Well, I guess the main thing again, just to remind people again, 2810 Lamone Industrial Boulevard, that is at the Highway AC exit. If you're coming up or down Route 63, that's Grindstone Parkway, New Haven Road. Lamone Industrial Boulevard is like the east outer road, and just north of the Marriott Courtyard Hotel and us here at the Eagle Broadcast Compound.
I'd like to extend a thank you to Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches. They donate sandwiches to our volunteers on Saturdays every time we pack packages.
Whoa.
And yeah, it started that way because I love Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches. And so I was there one afternoon and they're like, oh, what are you doing? And I was, you know, looking haggard because I've been packing boxes and picking up sandwiches for the troops. I'm like, oh, you need to talk to the owner and see if he'll donate. And I'll be darned. He stepped up to the plate every single time. Thank you to them. Thank you.
And I got to say, they've got some of the funniest commercials on television, too.
Yes, they do. And they've got a great website.
Yeah, it is a hoot. my daughter, in fact, they don't get the commercials over in St. Louis.
Ah.
And so, you know, we showed the commercials, which have all been posted to YouTube. And so she's showing those to her friends, little, you know, dancing things. Like, konnichiwa!
Exactly, anyway. Exactly.
So thank you to Jimmy John's for helping out the volunteers. MarineParents.com, packing boxes for the Marines in the field Saturday. Also tomorrow, you'll take volunteers as well.
Saturday, the volunteer work won't actually be packing boxes. It'll be more organizing and putting things in baggies and preparation for it. The really fun day is Saturday, but boy, I'll tell you what, I've got a lot of work that still needs to be done tomorrow. So if you've got some time tomorrow between about 9:30 to 4, that would be fantastic.
All right, 2810 Lamone Industrial Boulevard. The website, of course, marineparents.com. And the phone number?
Is 449-2003.
That's Tracy Della Vecchia. She's the woman behind all of this. And Tracy, thank you for coming in today. Again, anytime you need to get the word out, just call.
Thanks, Derek. I'll be back to Monday.